Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
It is Jeff Pitt's Day, ladies and gentlemen. That means it's Friday, and of course we do this on Saturday and Sunday and into next week. Talking about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week, and he's got a list as long as your arm, maybe. How long would that have to be? What's your span? What's your wingspan?
Interestingly, I do know.
I hope so.
What's your wingspan first?
Mine's 36.
Oh, just one arm?
No, both. I mean, well, wingspan? I mean, my sleeve length is 36. I buy 36, 37 sleeve length shirts.
See, I never pay attention to sleeves because I always roll them up anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I think it's a 42 or 46 on the coat. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I have a 6'7 wingspan.
6'7 wingspan. There you go. You got those.
Which means I have long arms, because I'm not 6'7.
Right.
But I know that because there's a restaurant in Chicago. It's like a, well, Terry Carey's.
Yeah, sure.
So they have like a museum up there.
Yeah,
and there's
sure.
a Scottie Pippen had like a wingspan, I think like 7'6".
Wow.
Even though he's only 6'7 or 6'9, whatever he was. And so anyway, there's a Scottie Pippen wingspan measure.
Got it. And so you stand up against that and then you measure your.
Yeah,
I got it. There you go. Harry Carey. Harry Carey.
You know, in high school,
yeah.
I knew a kid that could scratch his knee without bending over.
Really?
Yep.
Scratch his knee without bending over?
Yep. It was like a novelty. We'd be like, Brent, show him that thing you do.
There he is, folks. He's scratching his knee. Oh, I miss Harry.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I loved Harry Carey. I just thought he was great, you know.
I miss Ron Santo.
Ron Santo was cool. Yeah.
Those were the glory days. You a Cubs fan?
I am.
I didn't know that.
I am a Cubs fan. You know, when they're not playing the Tigers. Or when they, you know, and yeah, so.
Right.
I'm a Tigers
just very
fan.
Often. No,
right, exactly. So, but yeah, I did celebrate when they won the World Series. Yes.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
All right, you ready to get? You ready
yes, sir.
To,
I'm sorry.
All right,
a little divergent path there, Harry Carey.
Is that your?
That's my Harry Carey. Yeah,
I didn't know you had that in your repertoire.
You should be amazed.
I'm sure I would.
Yeah, people out there are going, that doesn't sound anything like Harry Carey. You know, that's all right. It does to me. So.
All right, the Bucks Saturday.
Saturday, the Bucks.
You know who you're going to hate?
So I just go ahead and lay it out for me.
Waterloo Blackhawks?
Ah, we hate them. We hate them.
Puck drops at 6:05, so it's early.
Just go boo. Waterloo who?
Blackhawks.
Yeah, I see. We hate them.
But you are a hockey fan.
I am.
So the Bucks are middle of the standings right now, but it's early.
Yeah.
Middle of the pack.
Saturday night, Bucks.
And the league's leading scorer, Alex Laferriere.
Alex Laferriere?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's fun when you got the top score.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's also really interesting for fans, too.
Yeah.
Because you're likely to see a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's just when he comes on, I'm sure everybody catches their own eyes. Also, yeah, this is a pretty good league of amateur players, so you never know. One of these guys.
Sure, they go up.
Yeah. You might be seeing him in a few years. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But
nice.
ISU plays this weekend at Jack Trice.
All right.
Take on Oklahoma State. ISU's ranked number 23 in the country.
I saw that.
So they're moving up.
Hate Oklahoma State.
Hate them.
Just go away. Yeah, so, yeah. I was a little surprised, actually, that they broke the top 25. But I was a little surprised. Meanwhile,
early
Iowa.
The, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same boat.
Right. Yeah, so ISU's got it going. Yeah, and it's homecoming, by the way.
There you go.
In case you're into that.
Even more reason to hate Oklahoma State. Get out of here.
Homecoming. Did you go to the homecoming dance?
Yeah, I did. I did. I had to kind of think about that for a minute. Who did I take? I don't know. I don't know. Probably better to be left out.
All right. As you know, this weekend and this whole next week's going to be Halloween.
Oh, that's
dominated.
Right.
Dominated.
That's right.
So we mentioned this
all
last week.
Hallows Eve.
Night Eyes is going on at the zoo all weekend. Also, there'll be family Halloween activities going on at Living History all weekend. And Salisbury House will be having a kids Halloween thing on Saturday. And
Halloween
Valley Junction's having the pumpkin walk
on
Sunday.
This Sunday or next Sunday?
This coming.
Okay, so this coming Sunday.
This weekend, yeah.
Right, this weekend. Got it. So it's pre-Halloween pumpkin walk.
Yes.
On a Sunday. What do you...
Well, it's probably just you don't want to do it after the holiday.
No, probably not. It's kind of a little disconcerting.
Right.
So do you drag one along with you or something? Is that... I mean...
What? I don't think you have to drag it.
Well, I mean, pumpkins can't walk.
You drag
walk.
It to the...
Well, no, they don't. You know, I've never seen a pumpkin walk. So I suspect that you just have to put a leash on it and drag it around. No?
You're free to do that.
I guess.
How do you put a leash on a pumpkin?
Well, you got to bore a hole in it. It's painful. Drag the pumpkin around. See, I'm at the pumpkin walk.
I've been teaching Emma Jane about pumpkins.
Have you? Mm-hmm.
She always thought she was the pumpkin.
Because you call her a little pumpkin?
Sometimes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So every time we see a pumpkin, I'm like, pumpkin. So now she gets excited.
Yeah.
She's like, pumpkin. She looks back at me. She didn't talk yet.
That's right. That's right.
She looks at points and looks back. Pumpkin.
Oh, you should take her to the pumpkin walk.
I should.
Yeah.
Or just have her drag that thing around.
Exactly.
She can't lift them, so it's pretty frustrating.
Just drag it. Tell her walks. I'm sure the folks at
Valley Junction.
Valley Junction appreciate this.
Sure they do.
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
Should. There's going to be a lot of pumpkin refuse. Just smeared. You smashed pumpkins back in the day?
No, I didn't. No, that I waxed windows. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't wax windows. I soaped windows, remember? We didn't
Never
wax.
Never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. That was a big thing in Detroit.
But you didn't smash pumpkins?
No pumpkin smashing. Because you know why? I've always treasured the fact that it took people a while to carve those pumpkins.
That's what makes it so fun.
Yeah, and of course, back in the day when I was doing pumpkin walks, you know, we didn't have electricity in those pumpkins. It was a candle.
They have electricity in them now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can put a little light, you know, one of those battery-powered lights or something in there.
They don't put candles?
I don't know. I do, you know. I would because I kind of... The smell of a candle burning a pumpkin is kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just
pumpkin
kind of
seeds.
Yeah, it's kind of a memory thing. So, yeah, but now you can put those, you know, those LED lights and things inside
sure
the pumpkin.
Can.
Yeah.
See, that's how out of it I am.
Yeah, see. Well, you got to get with it.
It's
because
coming around
changes,
the corner, though.
Yeah. She's going to be going, pumpkin. Carve the pumpkin.
How old do you can carve a pumpkin?
How old do you have to be?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Three, maybe?
Our granddaughter carved her pumpkin. She's 11. I think this was maybe the second year she was able to do that.
Oh.
So, yeah.
She had to wait a while.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't want, you know, sharp knives in the hands of a two-year-old probably is not a really good idea.
Just so wise.
I've been there.
All right, how about this one? Wine, women, and shoes.
Wine, women, and shoes. I'm there. I think I like all three of those things.
This fundraising event offers fine wine, culinary delights, and a glamorous fashion show to benefit the Iowa Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
Nice.
6 to 9:30 on Saturday at the Meadows Event Center.
Got it. El Tuna.
Might be something.
Wine, women, and shoes.
Yep.
I'm telling you, three of my favorite things. it's just like boom, boom, boom. You're hitting all cylinders right there, buddy.
I'm anti-shoe.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No.
I think we should go back pre-shoe.
Really?
Well.
I don't know. I really am. I have... Two pair of shoes. This is no kidding. I have two pair of shoes that are now 30 years old.
Still is that wearing. Right?
Mm-hmm. Still wearing.
Do you just look at some people and you're like, you know, I have shoes older than you?
Yeah, right. Sometimes.
I have a pair of shoes. Actually, I just threw them away, but I had a pair of shoes that was 20 years old in mint condition.
Yeah.
Because I worked at Famous Footwear when I was 16.
Yeah.
And
see, why'd you throw them away?
Well, I didn't.
Oh,
just recently I did. But for all these years, I wore them like one time. I must not have really liked them, or I forgot about them. I had a lot of shoes that summer because I was working at Famous Footwear, you know.
Sure. But you don't like
shoes. So then 20 years later, I'm rummaging through my parents' house, and I find them.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I like these. So I wore them around for a long time. But
okay.
I had to part ways.
Mine are called.
They wore out really quick, like the strings.
Sure. I know. Mine are Allen Edmonds. They're made in the United States.
Yeah.
And I've had them reconditioned now maybe 4 or 5 times.
But I think I've seen these shoes.
Yeah.
You have 2 pair?
Mm-hmm. Burgundy and black.
The classics.
Very. Wine women in shoes.
How are they for playing basketball?
Not good. You can hear me coming. Thump, thump, thump.
Last call for the Downtown Farmers Market.
Bye.
This weekend. Now or never.
It's now or never. I know that song.
If you could turn back time.
Yeah, there you go.
To the good old days. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Not you, though. That was an awful rendition.
I wish 21 Pilots? Kind of,
yes.
Yes.
You know it.
No, I don't. No. You sang it earlier. You mentioned it earlier. All right. 21 Pilots. Okay.
Busy week at Wells Fargo Arena, so watch out. Carrie Underwood's in town.
Now, her I've heard of.
Mm-hmm. This is Saturday.
Saturday. Got it.
Can be there?
Next Saturday or this Saturday?
This Saturday.
Oh. Wow. We're still on this Saturday. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff going on.
All right. Keep going. Carrie Underwood. Now, her I've heard of.
You've heard of. Yeah. Triple Discovery at Hoyt Sherman.
Triple Discovery.
And have you heard about the painting they found a couple years ago?
The paint? Yes, I have.
Yeah. So they're going to have, there's a guy, a painting conservator and art historian, Barry Bauman. He's going to give a whole presentation about the painting.
Nice.
All that thing. It's kind of neat. I think that's the neatest story.
It is a cool story. I found it. Yeah. Rolled up, you know, kind of like sitting off to the side. Yeah.
Like a 400-year-old master painting.
Just, it's just really cool. I think that, do they have it on display?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
So it'll be there. You can public. This thing's free and open to the public at the Salisbury House on Saturday.
Oh, it's at the Salisbury
1 o'clock.
House.
Yeah, it's going to be there, and they have it on display there. They've had it all refurbished or whatever, and so they give this presentation.
But not at Hoyt Sherman.
At Hoyt Sherman, yeah.
Oh, you said Salisbury House.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Confused and disoriented now. Yeah. So it is at Hoyt Sherman. Yes.
I get all those mansions mixed up.
I know. It's easy.
Well, sorry. Yeah. Yes, this is at Hoyt Sherman.
If you live in one for so long, they all look alike.
Let's see what's next. How about the Des Moines Symphony Pops are playing with the Havana Night Star soprano Camille Zamora.
And the Mambo Kings. I like that.
As they present a sultry, passionate, and exciting evening of Latin rhythms.
We're back to wine, women, and shoes.
It's a hot evening of music, Michael. Mambo Kings.
Mambo.
If I had a band, that would be the name.
Mambo Kings? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Mambo is cool music.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Saturday, 7:30, Civic Center.
Also this Saturday.
Yep.
Wow.
Also Saturday.
There's just not enough time.
Gun show.
Really? Really now? Where am I?
Fairgrounds.
Oh, boy.
All weekend.
I have to go out there and see if they have any Nazi flags. That was kind of a big deal, the last gun show. Did you hear about
I did
that?
Not hear about this.
Yeah, candidate for U.S. Congress, 3rd District, Eddie Morrow, was out there and saw that they were selling armor piercing shells and you know, I mean, ammonium nitrate, I guess, that you could make bombs. You know, that's what brought down the Oklahoma City bombing. Yeah. And then they had like Nazi flags and stuff. So, and he's, doesn't the fairgrounds like kind of monitor this stuff or what?
Probably not.
Basically, Gary Slater from the fairgrounds said, get out of here, man. We rent whatever we want to do. Get out. By the way, did you know that the state fairgrounds, they don't pay taxes to the city of Des Moines?
Property taxes?
Yeah, none.
To the county?
Zero.
Doesn't surprise me.
40% of the properties in Des Moines, no tax.
40%?
40%.
Sounds high.
It is.
40%?
The mayor told me. It is high. Well, schools, churches, not-for-profits, hospitals, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Keep going. Yeah.
Is it all nonprofits?
Yeah.
So if it's nonprofit, you don't pay property tax.
Correct. That's what I understand.
Still, yeah. Maybe 40% of the commercial property.
I don't know. I just... Ouch.
Certainly not by square footage.
I I'll send you.
I'm going to fact check that one.
Go ahead. Go talk to Frank.
Maybe commercial property. That's probably what it is. Something like that. Anyway. All right. Moving on. Let's see. Also at the fairgrounds, an American alpaca showcase in the Putney family cattle barn.
I know the Putney family, as a matter of fact. I do know the Putney family. Yeah.
Well, in their cattle barn.
John Putney. John Putney. John Putney happened to be, by the way, a chief of staff for Senator Charles Grassley years ago, went on, and he was the cattle barn superintendent, and then went on and was the CEO of the Blue Ribbon Foundation. Ta-da-da-da-da. Well, yeah. I know where the bones are buried. But anyway, so llamas are out there.
At the alpacas.
Alpacas are out there at the same time as the gun show. Ooh, yes. That could be. Hunting anyone?
It's like peanut butter and jelly.
I know, yeah.
Come meet the breeders and then alpacas from all over the country. Watch the alpaca show and learn as much as you desire about alpacas, it says.
Got to do it.
Also get a jump on your holiday shopping as well by visiting the many vendors selling all sorts of alpaca.
Look, honey,
items.
What I got you for the holidays, an alpaca. My bride would love that.
Are you in the market?
Yeah, she'd love that. Goats, alpacas.
She like alpacas?
Oh, she'd like anything with critters.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Is that why she married you?
Exactly. Woof, woof. Woof, woof.
Okay, Mark Malman is hosting a free all-ages reading and signing of his memoir, The Happiness Playlist.
The Happiness Playlist.
This is a book.
Okay.
Called The Happiness Playlist at Beaverdale Books, and this is Sunday at 2.
Nice.
Now, this is a singer, composer, songwriter, performer. He spent 20 years releasing albums, touring. He's from Minneapolis. He plays a lot in Des Moines at Five Umos. But his book is about, it says it's an uplifting memoir written about the months he spent listening exclusively to feel-good songs to make his way through grief brought on by the sudden death of his mother, the end of a relationship, and winter in the frozen Midwest.
21 Pilots.
So... So all he did
was listen to
just
music.
Happy music.
Happy music.
It's kind of an interesting experiment.
Happy. Nice.
One critic said the book's like a lifeboat.
Oh.
A life-affirming and thoroughly enjoyable read.
Got it.
Might be something.
Yeah. Beaverdale Books. Yeah, I've got them on my radar. I've got to go do an interview with them because, it's independent bookstore, and how they work it out. And I met them not too very long ago. Nice people.
They do a lot of readings like this. Yeah. They also submit the book reviews in City View.
There you go. Good people.
We already talked about the pumpkin walk.
Pumpkin drag. Pumpkins and drag. Now that would be something kind of cool.
It's a different show, Michael.
Oh, okay. The thought.
Next week at the Civic Center, Tuesday, 6 p.m., Baby Shark Live.
Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding me.
The live show is based on Pink Fong's viral earworm and global dance phenomenon, Baby Shark.
Hmm. If my bride hears about this, she will absolutely.
Is that right?
Oh, she hates that song.
Oh, hates it.
Hates that song. And my granddaughter and I, what we'll do is we'll sing it sometimes, and then it gets in her head, and she can't get it out. Yeah.
I'm skimming this thing. I might try to go to this thing. These are all the good ones. These are all the things I sing every night. Five Little Monkeys.
Yeah?
Wheels on the Bus. Go round and round.
Baby
she
Shark.
Loves that one. Yeah. I have to make up extra lyrics to stretch it out.
Emma Jane.
Huh. This might be something.
Here you go. This is made for you.
It says this song has had a 17-week streak in the top 50 while topping the kids' digital song list chart.
Wow.
The Baby Shark dance video has over 3 billion with a
billion.
B views. Wow. Eighth most viewed video in the history of YouTube.
It's pretty amazing.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, 3 billion, wow.
3 billion.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know. This is Baby Shark. Come on. Of course.
Huh.
More views than 21 Pilots.
Oh, by 3 billion. Wow.
Right.
Only, what, 8 billion people in the world?
I don't know. It's enough.
All right. Also next week, again at Wells Fargo, Young Thug and Machine Gun Kelly. Take the stage. Take the big stage. What's your favorite Machine Gun Kelly song?
Yeah.
So you're not going to be there.
Nah, buddy. Probably not.
Probably 16,000 other people will be. And also, of course, next week, Beggars Night. Scheduled for Wednesday in most of the city.
But there are some cities that are being traditional and going for Halloween.
Yep. Adele, Ames, Grimes, Winterset
are doing Halloween.
Thursday. Yep. So have your candy.
Get your soap.
Oh, what's your joke?
I don't know. What you told
knock,
me.
Knock.
Who's there?
The cow says.
The cow says, who?
No, Michael. The cow says, moo.
Yeah, I got it. Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen, taking it through the week. Stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. And Jeff Fitz. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get out of here. This is enough of this hilarity for one day. For all of this associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You want some original music for your next project? We can hook you up with James. For all those folks and for Jeff Fitz, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Take care.